Welcome to the Muscle Expert Podcast with Ben Pakulski, one of the world's top professional bodybuilders, an expert on human performance and mindset mastery. Ben dives deep to deliver the strategies of the top experts to upgrade your body, mind, muscle, strength, performance, biochemistry, and how to become the upgraded modern man. Join us on BenPakulski.com to learn the cutting-edge techniques to take control of your body, your brain, and create your greatest life.
Hey, welcome to the Muscle Expert Podcast. I am your host, Ben Pakulski, and today we dive into the secret of Hollywood celebrities and actors with super trainer Don Saladino. So if you want to know how guys like Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds are getting absolutely inside out shredded for their roles, Don Saladino is the guy behind the scenes writing all the programs. Don and I have become very, very good friends over the last few months, actually a few years, because I'm watching him from a distance doing these incredible things where he's really integrating an intelligent approach to training with keeping people happy and making training fun and sustainable. So what a lot of trainers out there do, and you may be guilty of this yourself in your own training, is you lose the fun, you lose the sustainability, you lose the why, you lose the purpose. So Don's really, really great in pulling out the purpose and making training fun again. So rather than just being attached to the process, which we know the process is important, we also want to make sure the person is having fun. So Don gives us some awesome secrets about how he gets people absolutely inside out shredded, as well as himself, for the cover of Muscle and Fitness recently. You're going to love my conversation with Don and his business partner, Tiago, as we dive deep into really getting transformed for the cover of the Muscle and Fitness magazine, as well as celebrities all over the world. So I know you're going to love this podcast with Don. Listen right to the end. I've got some really, really great insights for you at the end. Have a great day. Enjoy the show. What's up, ladies and gents? The Muscle Expert Podcast. I am your host, Ben Pakulski. Today, we are welcoming Don Saladino and Tiago Pasos into the MI40 gym in Tampa. Don is a world-renowned coach of many names that we're not going to do name-dropping today. Tiago is his number one coach and great friend and partner. And today we're going to discuss this transformation process that these guys have mastered to get themselves in amazing shape, to get many worldwide celebrities in amazing shape, many thousands of people. So whether it be guys who are trying to, you know, get from 12% to 6%, or maybe a lady Don just mentioned trying to get from 850 pounds down to 400 pounds, all of these things require a really intelligent, integrated approach. And these guys, I've had the pleasure of spending the last couple of hours with them, are absolutely brilliant, insightful, and have an amazing skill set that they have to offer to you, some really, really interesting insights on how you can transform your body no matter where you are right now. Don just got off the cover of Muscle and Fitness, and I saw that walking through the airport in March in the Arnold, and I dropped him a text. I was like, dude, this is awesome. Like, congratulations.
Which I was excited about getting a text from Austin.
And I'm so grateful to have you guys here. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
The first thing I want to dive into, man, is give us a bit of your background. So you've got a very successful training gym in New York City. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I started as a trainer back in 1999. I worked at a big box gym. Left there, a year later, started my own little independent training practice. Stuck there for about 3-4 years, but always knew that I wanted to open my own facility. My brother was a professional golfer. We opened a golf training gym back in about 2005. Started, you know, kicking ass out of the gate, doing really great. The market's changed a little bit. You know, we saw companies like Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers start to kind of have some problems, and we were doing a lot of events. And what we really wanted to do was a lot of the performance. So we started getting into the performance. I think I met T maybe a year or two after 2006, was a kettlebell instructor. It was an area I really wanted to start getting familiar with. And, you know, since then we launched a digital platform, and we're on probably going on 13 years having my club open, but Tiago's become a partner of mine recently, and we're having a great time.
That's amazing, man. So, you know, having spent the last couple hours with you guys, the thing I love about you is you're just challenging the thought process, man. You're challenging the paradigm. And that's ultimately what we do, right? Is that's what we've become great at doing, is forgetting what you think you know, and starting to just question the approach. And I think that's brilliant. So, congratulations, man. Go ahead.
Thank you. I mean, I've been saying this line a lot lately. Someone referred to me as an expert the other day and I laughed. I said, don't call me an expert. I'm a professional.
Right.
You know, but I enjoy the educational end so much. And when he shot me the message, I mean, I went to him like a kid in a candy store. I was like, oh my God, we're going to Tampa. Yeah. He's like, okay. And we just basically jumped on a plane and we didn't even know if you could have not even shown up. Like the reality is, but we just had trust in the process. But that's how eager we are to continually learn. And even with our business taking off and becoming, you know, pretty successful, I think that's one reason why we're going to do well in this industry is that eagerness to learn. I mean, you got to admit out there, you kind of turn into a kid in a candy store a little bit, right?
To keep being like a student of the game is the most important thing. Like we're trying to learn from people that don't do what we do, and especially like trying to become a business that actually can pay our bills. We have to learn a lot more stuff than just train people. That we've been doing that for 20 years, but in the end of the day, that only might not be enough in the long run. We're not getting any younger, and it's getting harder to become an athlete all the time. So for it's us hard, to be man. Able to just learn the business of having a business, it's tough, but I think that's where we want
to
learn.
I'd love to talk about that in a minute, but you know, we get so many trainers who are great at this, get great at the skill set. Like, hey, you know, first of all, every trainer is like, I'm just going to become a great trainer and then I'm going to make money. And you realize, no, that's not the truth. Like, you're going to become a great trainer and then you got to learn this whole new skill set of business and marketing. And you're like, oh, what's that all about?
You know, it becomes a little bit of a problem with coaches. I mean, I'm not going to mention his name, but we have a coach for us who's very, very brilliant. And if he's listening to this, he's going to be smirking right now. I don't care. But he's learned so much in his field, even beyond what he probably need to learn for it to be applicable for his clientele. Yeah. And I looked at him and I said, listen, man, keep learning for yourself. I get that. But you need to recognize the areas that you're dragging on a little bit right now. And those are the areas that you really need to dive on. Social media, marketing. How about just communication with the client?
That's what I was going to say. Like, how's his ability to communicate? Because usually, you know, I've had a guy like
it
that.
It is when
too.
Things are good. It is when things are good and the client, so when the client is sitting there and they're listening and you know, listen, you always run into that one client who's like, here, eat out of my hand. And they're like, sure. And it's a dream, but that's not what coaching is.
Right.
Coaching is about finding what works for that individual and making it happen. And that's why, I mean, and I'll name drop. I've worked with everyone from Hugh Jackman to Ryan Reynolds to Blake Lively to Scarlett Johansson. I can go on and on and name probably 50 names. And is it that I'm a better trainer than Ben Pakulski? Absolutely not. My ability to walk in and day out and to be able to adapt and communicate with that person.
You're easy to get along with. Helps,
easy to get along with, but also know what tool do I need to pull out of my toolbox for today? This guy just got off a plane. He was flying from Singapore for 16 hours and not feeling great. But my program says that I have to hit a 3RM today. We better stick with that. Let's enable him or her to be successful no matter what they do.
That's what I'm saying. You're making it easy for them to be successful. And that's a huge part of being a trainer is, you know, creating or at least determining expectations and then managing expectations according to what the results are trying to get. You know, like everybody's at a different point in their journey. And like you said, there's travel, there's stress, there's all these other considerations that nobody's taking into account. People don't even take that into account for themselves. Like, you know, you said we did a consult a couple of years back and you asked some questions and I'm like, well, I don't know the answer to that. Like the answer is it depends. And because like, well, where's your sleep? Where's your recovery? Where's your mindset? Where's your nutrition? Where's your hydration? All these things are factors. And it's very, very difficult to objectively assess, like, unless I'm actually able to have a conversation with you, it's objectively assess. And everybody's looking for, you know, the analogy I always use, the metaphor is like, everybody just wants the fish. They don't want to learn how to fish.
Right.
Yeah. And just tell me what to do. And it's so difficult, man. I'm glad you guys appreciate that process.
No,
but
down.
You know, that being said, now we're going to flip it around. And when someone comes to you, where do you start? So, and you know, like I said, you just got off the cover of Muscle and Fitness, which is absolutely huge. To be honest with you, I'm going to tell you a secret. I want the cover of Muscle and Fitness and I've never had it. So when I first did my first bodybuilding show, I sent in a picture to Muscle and Fitness and I was like 22 years old or 3 years old or something. And I said, hey, I want to be on the cover of your magazine one day. And I still don't have it. So I'm throwing two middle fingers to you right now. I got a couple of flexes, which is cool. Same company.
You're way ahead of the game.
Yeah, no, dude. So. But I still have the objective in my life to get a Muscle and Fitness, which requires a whole different look. Yeah. A whole different feel and a whole different energy coming out to the world. You know, I can't be this big, angry, you know, meathead anymore. It's got to be some guy who's delivering something to the health optimization, longevity aspect of life, which is where my direction is going now. But so you get somebody who comes into you off the road tomorrow and says, Don, get me into shape like you to get me on the cover of Muscle and Fitness. What's the first step?
To get on the cover of Muscle and Fitness, I mean, they're going to have to give up a lot. For me and you, like, we enjoy it. Like, when you have a task in front of you, like, people are like, and I had to do it through the holidays. So I found out that I was getting on the cover, I think, December 20th. which is a tough time of year. And I'm flying. It was probably the last time I was in Florida. But I got the call from unfortunately one of my buddies, Sean Perrine, who passed away. Yeah. I think it was the last cover that he actually picked Zach, the new editor over there, called Sean and was like, you know, we really want
to
test him.
It hurts my heart just thinking about that guy.
So I was, I was at his service and he was just a gem. I mean, and one of the reasons why I'm on that cover is for him. So I speak that humbly and I thank him because it opened so many opportunities for me. But the second that I heard about that I was going to be on the cover, I was like, well, first off, I was like, okay, great. I'm like, print? And the guy's like, yeah. I'm like, oh. I'm like, Muscle and Fitness? He's like, yeah. I'm like, but print, right? He's like, yeah. I was like, I got off the phone. I was like, holy Jesus. I'm like, this is
what was the first thing you did?
I called my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my best friend.
Like, go for a run or
something. No. I was in a cab. I don't know where I was going. I was in Florida. But I called my wife. I was like, all right, well, she was like, I can't believe it. This is great. I'm like, yeah. I was like, well, let's get ready to meal prep because this is. And I got home and I was through the holidays. It's like, I'm going to my family's house and they're eating pasta and meatballs or Italian family. And I've got my chicken, I've got my sweet potato and everything's made out in ounces and measured out in ounces. And I was happy doing it. So that's the thing. Like, I think a lot of times when people complain about it and they're like, I'm miserable, it's a job. Going for Olympia prep that you did, I mean, that's another animal. I mean, that's like, when you have to go to a carb depletion and the water, I mean, that stuff, I've done that for 6-7 weeks. I couldn't imagine going to that for 12-16 weeks. I mean, that's, God bless you. But I think someone wanting to be on the cover, I think they have to really say to themselves, be ready. This isn't going to be easy. When I get a celebrity coming to me who's like, I got to be in Deadpool, I'm going to have my shirt off for a scene. You know, someone like Ryan's a bad example because Ryan will prep like you would prep. Yeah. He's so fanatical and he's like, I'm like, Ryan, you've got a 3-second shirtless scene.
Good,
he's like,
good Canadian boy, man.
Yeah, dude, the best man. Yeah. Vancouver guy, yeah. The Toronto guys, they're all good guys. But
Drew was a good example.
Drew Powell, Drew Powell, one of our partners for workout partners for he was on the show Gotham. Yeah. He's, a big burly football guy, loves his bourbon, this and that. And he had a scene where he's like, in 8 weeks I gotta come out of this water like naked, and I'm like, you got to come out of the water naked. I'm like, serious? I'm like, we got this. Don't worry. And I'm like trying to keep him positive. He's like, what do we have to do? I'm like, meal delivery service to your doorstep, training, steady state cardio, because with everything going on right now, I don't think you can handle the high intensity.
So don't just skip over this because, someone walks into your office and goes, and you go, I got to lose 40 pounds or whatever it is in 8 weeks. And you're like, yeah, man, I got this. To everyone else listening, they're like, how the fuck do I do that? Like, where do I start?
Do you just overhaul everything?
Or like
I got to go through an assessment process. Yeah. So I sit them down. We might sit for anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes, depending on how much time I need. And the assessment process really is a questionnaire of like, what type of person are you? How's your sleep? How's your digestion? Really the first few things that I look at. And I try and get a gauge on their personality. I really just try and learn, who am I working with? If I'm working with someone like me, who it's like, dude, put it on paper and I'm going to execute. Done. I'm going to be like, all right, cool. Let's go put you through a movement screening. Do you have any injuries? If you have injuries, we're going to put you into Charlie, put you through an SFMA. He's going to screen you and give me the thumbs up. And then we're off and running. And then we assess and then we build a program. But my assessment is about, yes, movement, but it's about personality. Because I need to know, like, am I going to give someone something where they're like, this is ridiculous. Like, I cannot do this. Mm-hmm. Because what's the point? Like, let me enable them to enjoy the process and go into this feeling the best that they can feel.
I love that you said that, man. Because so many people are so caught in the weeds of the X's and O's, right? And it's like, you got to hit this macro and you got to have this workout. And this is the only workout plan that works. You got to do this much cardio. And it's all just bullshit at the end of the day, right? And you try to articulate that to people. It's like, you just need to do the smallest incremental amount to move the needle for you. One day at a time, I need to make sure we're always taking one step in front of the next.
Lively, not to cut in, not a bodybuilder.
No, yeah.
But she had her second baby. She did a post for me recently where she lost 61 pounds.
Wow.
But she's like, I lost 61 pounds with this guy. It took me 14 months. And I was like, that's amazing. Like, it was the most honest thing. And every person responded like, thank you. Thank you for telling us that you didn't hire this rock star trainer and you guys got it off in 3-4 weeks because I can't do it.
It's not impossible.
She's like, I struggled. And you know what? Yeah, she did, because she enjoys food and she's a mom and she's working and life gets the best of her. But you know what? She got it off. And she enjoyed the process, even though it took us longer than she probably wished it would have taken her.
The best part of that, though, is now I would feel like for the rest of her life, she has the skill set and she knows how to do it. She's created the person, the habits of this lean new person that exists, rather than just like, hey, I'm going to crush you for 3 months. You haven't changed your habits. You haven't changed your brain. We talked about that a lot during our workout. You haven't changed the person you are. You haven't changed your physiology in any way or your psychology in any way. And you've got this new body that your brain just doesn't understand yet. Your brain goes, well, I'm still that old fat person here in my brain, but externally, you know, there's a disconnect. So you've given her this amazing opportunity to develop this, you know, 14-month skill set to now where the rest of her life, man, I got this.
And I want someone to have progress, but I want them to reap the benefits of it forever. And my line is, I'm like, listen, 365 a year, 365 days a year, we're always 2 to 4 weeks out from having Ryan on the cover of Men's Fitness or John Krasinski in the office. Like, John looks good. Like, if we had to get him on the cover of Men's Fitness, like, he'll be okay to do that. Like, Men's Health, different. I want them to live with these principles, and I want them to enjoy training, and I want them to not look at diet as like a bad word. Like, okay, no, like, I'm following 80-20 this week. I'm okay doing that. I wanted to go out and have a cocktail. I can do that. Don, I got a cover I got to get ready for in 3 weeks. I'm like, it's time now. Like, you want to, how do you, like, what do you want to put
in? I got you. Like, I'm going to put you under my...
Can I have my drink every night? Like, dude, what do you want to get out of this, man? Right. Like, you can do whatever you want, but understand we're going to be better off. If you want to go all in, then let's go all in. So I'm not saying I'd never not go all in. We go all in, but the majority of the time, we take a minimalistic approach. And you're shocked on what, if you could turn around and you can eliminate half of someone's drinking for the year, they're gonna see progress.
Right.
If you could turn around and get them eating better 50% of the time, they're gonna see progress. And that might be good enough.
Man, the simplest articulation to those people is, guess what, man? That bourbon is still gonna be there in 3 weeks or 3 months. Or that cheesecake that you're just dying to have, it's not gonna just miraculously disappear off the face of the planet. You can still have that exact cheesecake as soon as you've accomplished your goal. And you try to get people to understand that.
When I was getting ready for the cover, it was funny because what did I really change? I for 5 weeks, I just eliminated cheats. I'm not a big drinker to begin with. I mean, he'll even know it. But once in a while, I like to go out and have a couple. Like, why not? Like, we all do. But what I did was not a sip of alcohol, not a dessert. I did not come off my macros. I kept my proteins at 275 a day, my fats at 90 grams a day, and my carbs at 300 a day.
That consistently all the way, no cycling?
No cycling at all. I didn't, and I've carb cycled before in the past. What I got nervous of is I shot a cover years ago. It was like a crappy cover, but I still did it. And I remember a few shoots that I went on where I was manipulating things. And I remember the timing was so difficult. And waking up a Saturday morning when I had a shoot and looking at myself and looking emaciated and then eating rice cakes and honey and putting
it watery
and then just starting to pull back up and like almost being like, all right, maybe I looked a little tighter, a little better, but was it worth, I wanted to go in with I'll use the word package. I wanted to go in with something where I said, listen, I can walk around like that all year long. Like that's truly what I can do all year long. Now, after that, what happened? I probably went back to a 95%, 5%, like I'm great 90 to 95% of the week. And you know what? Yeah, I'll go out for a burger with my kids, or I had a couple tequilas last weekend. Awesome. Like, you know, it fits my lifestyle. It's cool. When it's time to crank down though, I know 2 to 3 weeks, wow, the diet changes maybe just a little bit, but I'm starting to notice I'm getting a little more vascular and I see my waistline coming in a little bit and the distension in my gut starts calming down a little bit. Little things where the appearance completely changes and you're like, wow, this is great. I want to walk around like this all year long. But the reality is there's other things that we like to enjoy with family and you like to do certain things to let your hair down. That's just, you know, not really completely worth it for me.
Hey, I interrupt this podcast to bring you a special message from our sponsor, Thrive Market. Right now, Thrive is offering the listeners of the Muscle Expert Podcast an amazing deal. I'm going to tell you what it is in a second. But first, I want to talk to you about time. Time as an entrepreneur, as a bodybuilder, as a dad, as someone juggling so many plates is my most valuable asset. So that hour or two that I can save going to the grocery store is massive for me. I actually used to enjoy going to the grocery store until I realized it was really just a time suck, kind of like flipping up on Instagram or sitting down and watching television. It's one of those things that I've used to numb my mind, whereas I'd rather just be productive with my time, spend that time with my family, spend that time reading a book, spend that time getting in better shape. So I've been outsourcing all of my heavy items to Thrive Market. So I'm getting things like my olive oils, my coconut oils, my soap, my nuts, my cacao powder, my cacao nibs. Thrive Market has an incredible array of organic products available to you at 25 to 50% off normal retail prices. So over and above what you're going to go and get at Whole Foods or any of these other great high-end organic markets, Thrive Market is going to give you a substantial discounted price already. 70% of the products on Thrive Market are not available on Amazon, so this is not something that's going to be competitive with Amazon. And because you're awesome and because you're listening to the Muscle Expert podcast, if you go right now to thrivemarket.com/muscle expert or right after this podcast, you're going to get 25% off your first order and free shipping because we think you're awesome. So remember, thrivemarket.com/muscle expert. Take advantage of this opportunity because it may not be around forever. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
Man, I really want to give the listeners some of your favorite needle movers.
Sure.
You know, some of those things that are like 2 to 3 things that you did during your prep, or that you like to do with yourself, or Tiago with with clients, that are really going to be those things that you love to lean on to really get the greatest transformation. So do you increase your volume? Do you do more cardio? Do you do HIIT? Do you just I love the fact that you guys are doing kettlebells and diverse types of functional
training.
Well,
I didn't do any bell work. I mean, we do a ton of kettlebell work, but I did no bell work. Up and for that prep. I was playing a lot of ice hockey, believe it or not, because I'm in a league and I was like, I'm not going to stop playing. I'll count that as my cardio. So technically I was doing 3 days of intervals on cardio where it was an hour long, minute and a half hard, minute and a half off and right. hard. So like you're wringing your shirt out. The other cardio I just did was steady state because I felt the HIIT training was way too taxing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that my whole CNS was just going to be like ready to collapse. So I was just going to feel junky. But my training really was how I would typically train for something like that really is a little bit more, you're going to laugh, but more of a power building I never like lightening up the loads as I'm doing a prep. I always
say you come to my gym.
Yeah. It's exactly what happened today, by the way.
Yeah, but it feels good, right?
It felt amazing, and it's actually invigorating now because now I'm like, we got to work on this now, right? And I know you feel the same way. I felt taller when I was walking out there. So yeah, we will do that. But the squat, the bench, the deadlift, I mean, we would keep that heavy. And when I say heavies, we wouldn't probably go any higher than fives.
Right.
I remember pulling during a prep, I think I pulled 555 off the floor, 560 off the floor as I was going through my prep. I want to feel strong.
Yeah.
So to me, that was really important. And then the other movements was really just about getting blood in there and just really getting a good mind-muscle connection, not taking anything else to failure, and just probably keeping everything 1 to 2 reps in reserve and just, getting in, getting the work done and getting out and making sure I felt good day in and day out.
Did you find you're able to maintain that strength as you went into getting leaner?
Because
some people have this paradigm of like, you're going to lose muscle, you're going to get leaner.
I got stronger.
Yeah, talk about
that. And you know what? And that was the best part about it. I think because I wasn't having any cheats and there was absolutely no alcohol. It was predictable, but I was waking up Monday morning sometimes for me is a tough day for me.
Right.
Because I'm increasing my sleep. Maybe Sunday night, I might be diving into a pizza with the kids or some ice cream. Maybe sometimes we're human beings, we go overboard on that. And I feel like you almost get that food hangover where your hormones are really messed up. So that's the word.
Yeah.
My inflammation was almost not completely eliminated, but it was at an all-time low by not ever having anything bad that when I'm waking up Monday morning, I felt like a machine. I'm going into work, like my energy level was phenomenal. And from a positive standpoint, I mean, that did a lot for me also. So my last two preps, I got stronger as I got leaner.
Reading between the lines of what you're saying here, I think there's so much brilliance and beauty in what you're doing because a lot of people go into a contest prep or into an attempt to get lean. It doesn't have to be a contest prep, whatever you're trying to lose fat. And they immediately go into, an hour cardio day, and they immediately go into this really calorically depleted state. And they set themselves up for failure because they put themselves effectively into starvation state where, they're hungry. They end up cheating. They can't sustain their workouts. They end up feeling worse. So I think there's a lot of brilliance in what you're saying and not digging yourself into a hole. Talk about some of the biggest mistakes people are making. I mean, you work with a lot of amazing people who literally look ridiculous, man. So kudos. But what are the things that we're doing preventing them from getting in their own way?
Well, to give you guys a lot of credit, and this has something to do with it, but you guys are getting ready for the stage, a lot of your prep. And I know you have no leniency when it comes to that. When you're up there and you have guys like Steve looking at you at every little insertion in the body,
right.
We can at least be a little bit more lenient and a little bit more relaxed.
Sure.
Could I have been leaner for that cover? Yeah. Dude, you know it and I know it. It's like I could have been leaner, but I felt good about it. So what I do with these people getting them ready is, we find basically the diet. I take a minimalistic approach out of the gate. We start showing them progress and they're immediately like, give me more, give me more, give me more. If they have that personality where it's almost like pulling teeth a little bit.
Right.
With a Ryan Reynolds, Ryan, this is what we're going to do. This worked for us on Green Lantern. This worked for us on Deadpool 1. Let's run with it. But even Ryan now is implementing a lot more carbs. When I met Ryan was like so carb depleted for 12 weeks. And I was like, dude, like everything was, and he'll admit it. He'll laugh about it. Now Ryan's like eating gluten-free oats and getting sweet potato in, and like I'm looking at his body. I'm like, dude, you look full. How's your energy level? He's like, I feel great. And I'm like, how do you look on screen? He goes, I feel really good about it. And I'm like, yes. So we achieved our goal. It really depends on who you're working with, man.
Yeah. One thing that you brought up when we were training is the psychological component of, creating a successful transformation. Mm-hmm. And I want to dive into that because I think that would definitely be a strength for you guys to discuss is what are you giving people to make sure they're always staying positive? And how are you objectively using that in the manipulation of your process? Like, you know,
I don't mind deviating off the plan. So if we start on a plan and I can just tell the person's like, wait a second, we have to do a 5-1-1-1 and they're kind of rolling their eyes and they're 2 weeks in, I'll immediately be like, by the way, part of our, I want to call an audible here. I'm seeing something, and I kind of bullshit my way out of that, and we'll design something for them different where I know they're really going to enjoy it. So I need them positive. Coaching, I feel like I feel like you can become and study to be a good trainer, but turning someone into a good coach, that comes within here, man. And I just don't think that's anything you could teach. The reason why Tiago became one of my best friends is because he has a passion for sitting, listening, and learning and giving. And I just feel like when you surround yourself with an environment of people, even in the gym at Drive 495, and everyone's kind of pulling for you, and they're high-fiving when you're walking in and you've created that aura, I think that's a huge thing for the clients to be able to come in. So the first thing that you got to create is that environment and that atmosphere that's positive.
Beautiful.
And when you do that, honestly, it's over, because the program for me, it's so easy. Because think about it. How many different routines have you done in your life? How many different styles of training? How many different methodologies have you experimented with? It all works. I admire you because you're always trying to find the best way to execute it. You're trying to find the optimal way to get it done. But at the end of the day, things you were doing 10 years ago, it obviously worked for you.
It still works.
You know? So,
yeah, it's just the novel stimulus, right? And my goal is just efficiency. Ultimately, it's inefficiency when it comes to training, but efficiency when it comes to time. I don't want to be. I don't want to have to train 2 hours a day. I don't even want to train 45 minutes a day anymore, to be honest. I want to have to train, 15 to 20 minutes a day and have an amazing result, an amazing response.
That's what people want also. Not necessarily the bodybuilder, but when we talk about the average, the general pop. I was talking to the guys at Jerry Media, who we were discussing earlier, and they're like, oh, we're struggling to get down their schedule. I'm like, listen, we're going to give you stuff 15, 20 minutes a day on the app. They're like, that's all we need? Yeah. I'm like, that's all you need.
That's what we're doing here, right? Ultimately, if we can eliminate the cheating, completely eliminate all the cheating, all of a sudden the muscles are actually being challenged and we get results way faster.
Oh yeah.
That's the objective.
Yeah, it was humbling, man.
So I want to go back to you just talking about the mindset there, because I think there's beauty in what you're saying, and people need to hear that, is the most successful trainers in the world, and I'll put you in that class.
Thank you.
Are people who mostly are extremely adaptable. So they understand the process better than everybody else, but more importantly, they understand the psychology of it more than anybody else, because you have so many people, trainers get lost in the weeds of the X's and O's. They get like, it's got to be this sets and this reps and these macros. And if you don't do this, you're not, these supplements are necessary. And I tell everybody, and it sounds like I'm being an ass, but it's all fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Ultimately, at the end of the day, it's all bullshit.
Because
one person can eat a pizza, another person can eat a pizza and get completely different responses based on your psychological state, based on your microbiome, based on your stress. So managing those things has to come first. And I think that's what you guys are doing beautifully.
Thank you. But one of my, my longest training partner, his name's Tone. We all call him Tone. He's 57 years old. He's a guy in the videos, black guy, kind of jacked. He's wearing Tone was shot 11 times.
Wow.
9 with a 9mm, twice with a double barrel shotgun, and he was stabbed twice. So when you come in and the guy was doing pull-ups the other day at 57 with 180 pounds around his waist for sets of five. I mean, he's one of those jailhouse guys. But Tone would come to the gym. I'm like, what'd you eat today? He's like, Snickers bar and banana. And I'm like, take your shirt off. And I'm like, takes his shirt off. And I'm like, I looked at him. I say this to him every day. I'm like, I will never look like you.
Right.
Like, you got to understand, he's got a 27-inch waist, shoulders like this. And, we respond differently. Juan Morell, a guy that I know from Bev's. I mean, the guy's eating, cheeseburgers. He's going to Five Guys when he's contest prepping. And I'm like, if I did that too much, I would blow up. It just doesn't fit. It doesn't fit me and what I actually do. So, to each his own, it's what works for you.
Yeah.
But that's what we don't necessarily know how a body's going to respond. When we meet someone, you can look at them and be like, they have good genetics or not. But you really don't know how someone's going to respond to something. Recently, I had a buddy of mine come up to me, John Rico. And he says, I took his shirt off. He goes, I really want these these abs to come in. And I'm like, well, what are you doing with your diet? He went through it and it was very like, just very vanilla. Like he didn't really know what he was doing. I'm like, do me a favor, man. Just take out the two nights of drinking and take out of the four nights of desserts, like take two of them out. Like, let's just calm it down a little bit. And like 2 weeks later, he's like, dude, I went down a belt size. I'm like, how are you feeling about how you look? He goes, dude, I love this, man. I'm 45 years old right now. I look great. And I'm like, all right, stay there. And then, but he immediately was like, no, I don't want to stay there. What else do you have for me? But immediately, I think the big problem is every coach wants to give him the golden ticket. This is my diet. This is my program. Let's hit it out of the gate. New Year's resolution. Let's go. And then they end up starting it, and people end up failing 15 days in because they just can't maintain it.
So let me ask you, you get a guy like that, you know, your friend John, and he has a success in the first 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Do you give him the next step, or do you hold him back?
Because it depends on his personality, and it depends on where he's at. If he's someone, listen, he's a finance guy. He's not a bodybuilder. Right. He was so happy with that part of me is like, yeah, I want to give it to him because I want to see what he can do, but I also want him to maintain it.
That's it.
He came to me and he asked. So I gave it to him.
Right.
But sometimes when people are like, I'm like, well, how do you feel about yourself? I feel great. Well, your doctor's appointment recently, your physical came back. How are your bloods? Fantastic. All right, great. Did you have your tests checked? Why yeah, they were all great. Change? I'm like, well, we're getting away with it. One of the models, we have a group of ambassadors. She came up to me one day and she's like, I got to stop eating dessert. I'm like, oh my God, what's wrong? She's like, I'm eating dessert and I'm having a glass of wine every night. I'm like, well, how's your size? Like, how's your dress size? She's like, my size is the same. I'm like, well, how do you look in a bathing suit? She's like, I look pretty good. I'm like, well, what's your booker saying? Is she upset? Like, did something jump? She goes, no. I was like, well, how do you look naked? She goes, I look pretty good. I'm like, so she's kind of smiling. Right. I'm like, what's the problem then? And she just stopped. And I'm like, we're living in a society where you immediately have to, listen, I don't like consuming gluten, but do you have to take gluten out? Do you have to take that glass of wine out? You don't have to do it right now because you are fine. You are successful. So why are you going to put yourself into this state of, put me into that state of mind because I like living there. It's part of what I enjoy doing.
So that's brilliant that you brought that up, man. So we're all living in this society driven by social media expectations and always having to put your best foot forward. And how much does that play into, the thought process of the psychology behind being successful? So having to keep up with the Joneses, having to constantly post your PR, how much does that influence your training every day?
Well, it doesn't affect it negatively. I actually enjoy doing it. It's like training. For me, social media is a way that I can give some knowledge to people.
You do awesome shit on social media, buddy. If you guys don't follow John,
Don, follow him.
He's always like running up and down. Like,
Broadway and doing stupid stuff. So people are confused about that. They're like, why? I'm like, I'm just trying to show it's fun, man. Like when I come
and
in
and
I
get harassed by the cops or something like that. But you're gonna, someday they're going to come and be like, get the hell off the street, man.
We had a couple run-in with police and a couple of potential bad things that could have happened. Yeah, people get mad. They're like, why are you doing this? You're devaluing your brand. And I'm like, dude, relax, man.
No,
like,
man. Dude, have fun. Don't ever stop because ultimately this shit needs to be fun and people take themselves too seriously, especially in America.
What I don't like happening on social media is you've got guys out there or girls who know nothing about fitness and they might have a great body and they're just putting out what works for them and they're misleading people and they're always showing people they're always showing themselves in the best light. I mean, you're like always, it's always that ab shot. It's always that ass shot. It's always like at their best. And I think what's happening is it depresses a lot of normal people because they're under the assumption that they have to live there.
Right.
So me, I'm like, hey guys, just woke up this morning, man, I feel terrible. And I just start laughing. Like, I think it was, and why? Like, I had a crazy hard workout yesterday, got into a fight with my wife, which is really rare. And I just try sometimes to show people that, like, it's okay to show people that you're not always in the best light. And I think if we did that more, I think society would relax. And I think we would develop a healthier society because they wouldn't feel like, oh man, I gotta be like Bradley Martin every day hopping up and like rah, 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 and screaming and like everything's always good and look at me and it's all good. It's just not the reality of it.
It's very hard to do. And I observe it as a student of psychology. It's very hard to do because in order for people to show their deepest, darkest moments, they also have to realize there's a way out of those moments. And so many people live so much of their life in those moments, right? So obviously you have an amazing aspect of your life. So when you have those dips and you're like, man, this kind of sucks today, it's not so hard for you to come out and be transparent about it because you're like, yeah, man, tomorrow's going to be fucking awesome because I'm going to make it that way. Observing all these people that you're bringing up in the fitness industry, it's very apparent that they don't have the positive upside that they portray.
But if they want to lead in the industry, not to interrupt, but if they want to turn around.
They don't want to lead, they want to make money.
Right. They want, but,
there's a difference.
You know, yeah, it's true. It really is. It really is true. But I urge the people out there who are following, you can be inspired by them. I think being inspired by anyone's a great thing because you're being inspired.
Minutes.
Yeah. But I think you need to also recognize, like, all right, man, things just seem really great for this person all the time. And that might be fine. But I think we also need to be inspired by the people who crash and pull out of the hole. There were things for him, and I mean, him and I mean, we struggled with a lot of things in our life. Business, I almost lost my business a few years ago. My digital media company that crashed. I've had deaths in the family. I've had things that happen. I've been like, oh God, this is terrible. I've had to borrow money. I've had to do all this stuff that's really humbling. And we talked 2 years ago. I'm a completely different person than I was 2 years ago. I'd almost kick my own ass if I ran into myself back then. You know, but I think that's what it's about. I think it's about, you know what, recognizing that we're going to have our ups and downs, but can you pull out of it? Because it's all going to be okay at the end of the day, man.
All right, man. I love that you went there because it seems as though there's a lot of people going through a dark hour and you've transcended perhaps ascended your dark hour and you're coming in back into your greatness, man. You've found your stride. I love what you're doing, man. You're always in great shape. You're always in a positive attitude, at least what I can see.
Yep.
And you're transparent about the times when you're not, which is awesome. Talk about your mindset and attitude to pull yourself through the darkest hour.
You know, man, I was talking to you about it the other day. You remember we were having the conversation how, you know, I faith and going to church and sitting there and thinking and just really kind of, like every day, the one thing I do is like I try and stop at St. Pat's Church, which is in my hometown, and just kind of sit there for a minute and just think, like, how'd I do today? You know what? I responded poorly to this employee, or this person bumped me on the subway, and I thought
about that's beautiful.
Yeah, and I really thought about, you know, and it happens. Like, trust me, you're going on the subway and you're having a bad morning, and some guy bumps you and he says something to you, like, let it go, dude. Like, it's okay. I'll be thinking about it 30 minutes later. So I'm trying now to kind of, and we really got deep the other day about this, but I'm trying to really sit there and think about, and he's helped me with it, but think about how I can improve things. And that's really, I think reflection's a huge thing. I think the first step is really recognizing when you have that bad moment and not being so hard on yourself and being like, I screwed up. I drank too much. I made a mistake. And okay, let's move on from it. You know, and then, but I think recognition is huge.
How about yourself, Tiago?
I think self-awareness is the main thing for us. I think we help each other in seeing each other's flaws and trying to work on it. I don't think it's easy. I don't think it's a constant battle. I think New York City makes us be like in the full speed all the time about life, about what's next, when we're going to leave the city, when we're going to get away from the cold and all this stuff. So there's always this constant search for what we're going to do next. And because it's always, we feel that it's possible there. Because you're always close to like so many people that are achieving things. So that's this pressure that never like slows it down. So we have to be really conscious about, listen, we can only do our best every day, but we just have to be patient and keep doing it. Like going back to what we were talking about nutrition earlier, I think what we can do the best for people is just understand that they have to create habits and be consistent with them. And I feel that for us to improve as a person, we just have to be consistent. I think it's good that we have each other, like, to check ourselves out because
you guys are very blessed.
Yeah, we've also surrounded ourselves with people that are pretty exceptional in areas that we're not, and I'll say it's humbling, but it's not like you feel bad about it. You're like, wow, he's really good in
this
area. He's really successful.
Yeah, dude,
and like, that's awesome.
That,
like,
right?
But like,
up.
Teach me now. Like, I want to learn. And like, I
don't even want to learn, man. I just want you to, I just want to empower you to be the best at what you do, man.
It's a good attitude.
I don't even want to learn.
Yeah,
like, I don't claim to be the best at what you're good at.
It's a really good attitude.
Do you do any journaling, man? So reflection, you know, every successful person I know does journaling. And I'm like, God, the idea of reflection, like, so at the end of the day, writing down all the things that maybe I could have done better, and then also writing down all those things that went really well for me today, you know?
You and I we almost have a similar journal. It's, I'll send you one, but it's, you know, we write down our tasks for the day. It's like, what's your most important task?
Yeah.
Your second, your third. And if you get all those done, what are the other things that you really want to accomplish? And then at the end of the week, there's a little reflection, like, what were the good things that happened this week? And I'll kind of sit there and write them down. What didn't you complete? What's your objection for next week? And that I do. Any other journaling than that, the answer is no. Like, so I have my daily planner, I have my journal for the day, but like my reflection is, like I said, when I go sit in the church or I'm at home or I'm praying or I'm meditating, that's when I reflect.
Yeah, I think that's such an important part to allowing yourself to progress, realizing the objective isn't to be perfect today. The objective is to notice where you can be better today and constantly be ascending the mountain, right?
Yeah.
It's the proverbial mountain that we're all trying to ascend. man, this is awesome, and I wish we had 5 more hours to discuss this stuff.
But we'll do it again.
But I promise we'll do New York City very soon, and I'm going to come to your house, and you guys can teach me what you do, because I don't know how to swing a kettlebell, man, and we're going to get that on film.
Oh, we're going to have some fun. Yeah. Definitely, man. Such a pleasure, man. Really, we're really honored. Thank you.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, bro.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, Don Saladino and Tiago Apasos. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to seeing you guys on the next episode of the Muscle Expert Podcast.
Hey, so what'd you guys think of the podcast with Don Saladino and Tiago Apasos? Absolutely love these guys, as you can tell by interaction. These are just genuinely great human beings, the type of people that you'd want to be around, that you want to spend time with, on top of the fact they're doing amazing things to influence people to live their greatest life in their greatest body. So go ahead and give these guys a shout out on Instagram, because they'd love to hear from you. And I know Don is amazing with getting back to literally everybody who messages him. I make sure I test that every day and send him a little message on Instagram, and you guys should too. He would appreciate it. So if you enjoy this episode as much as I do, share it with someone who wants to live their greatest life in their greatest body. As always, guys, I truly appreciate all the support for the podcast. We continue to grow each week, and none of this would be possible without our sponsors. So when you get a minute, head over to thrivemarket.com/muscleexpert and get your 25% off. I mean, hey, free groceries, why not, right? Take advantage, free shipping right to your door. You don't have to do anything. Click a few buttons. You're going to save yourself 25% off. And enjoy the rest of your day.